NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Try saying that 5 times fast. They've been in the news a lot lately as a new way to buy and trade digital media. But what are people actually buying? HPR's own Bert Lum of Bike Marks Cafe sat down with the conversation's Savannah Harriman-Pote to give us the basics.
Understanding fungible is something that you can actually trade like objects. So the example that is being shared is Bitcoin. You can exchange Bitcoins, but when it's non-fungible, it's a one of a kind. So you can have like a baseball card, and that baseball card happens to be a one of a kind, or maybe even like a original painting, like the Mona Lisa. That's a one of a kind. So when it's a one of a kind, that is non-fungible. And in this case, the token refers to this sort of digital token.
So the token is one of a kind, but is the digital art that it's being applied to also one of a kind?
Well, so that's where it gets interesting because, you know, when it's digital, you can obviously make copies pretty easily. But when you put it out there as a non-fungible token, it's connected to something called a blockchain. And the blockchain makes that particular digital work a one of a kind. I'll give you an example. So Jack Dorsey, he's the CEO of Twitter, and he actually put his first tweet out as a NFT, and he put that out for sale, or actually auction. And it is auctioning somewhere upwards to like $2.5 million. But you can still have the, you know, digital copy, but the actual non-fungible token of that tweet is a one of a kind.
So it is tricky for me and perhaps many of our listeners to understand why these non-fungible tokens would have value if you can access the digital media that they are attached to for free anyway.
Well, so there's artists that are going to be putting out their work, and perhaps their work, they can reserve the copying of their work and make a one-of-a-kind available. And really, it all boils down to how much is somebody willing to pay for something that is a one-of-a-kind. Now, in the case of a tweet, it might be hard to imagine, but you can still lay claim to the fact that you have a one-of-a-kind because it's proven by the blockchain. Even if it's a tweet, it is still a one-of-a-kind as a result of it being made available on one of these marketplaces. You know, it's kind of like the bragging rights, but in also in this marketplace, it's all about who puts value on any of these items, right? So it's kind of like a free market, and that's how people value anything, right? I mean, if you had something and you think it's, you know, worth $10, but I might think that it's worth $50, then I might buy it from you for $50. And who cares if they think that probably wasn't even worth $2? It's in my mind, and it's worth that much to me.
So do you think NFTs are here to stay?
I think it is a new form of acquiring unique items, kind of a new frontier. And it's something that people are interested in. I think they're going to be definitely exploring it. For the next 5-10 years, it'll be around into infinity. Who knows? But I think for the time being, it is novel enough. There is a lot of digital content being created, and it does offer a way for some of those digital artists to actually put some of their work out. And as an auctionable item, I mean, if they can make some money, I think it's great.
And I know you've talked about digital artists primarily in this conversation, a group that has had challenges getting compensation for their work in the past because it is so widely accessible on different platforms. Is this a universal good for digital artists?
I think it's a new way of them perhaps getting some compensation for the work that they do. So it's just another vehicle for some potential, you know, financial transaction. Now, you got to remember that the transaction involves cryptocurrency. And the cryptocurrency that is kind of the key behind the NFTs is something called Ethereum. And of course, Ethereum is a cryptocurrency. So it's not like you can just arbitrarily go out on the market and get dollars for your particular digital art. You have to do it on the Ethereum exchange. And one of the things that you have to also have is a wallet, and you have to have an Ethereum wallet. And there's something called MetaMask that is an Ethereum wallet that you can use to do your transaction. So you do your transaction in Ethereum, and then once you want to cash it in, then you can cash it in for dollars.
Hmm. And I understand that these blockchains, Bitcoin and Ethereum, are heavily energy intensive.
Well, that's true. And now you got to remember there's a differentiation between the cryptocurrency and the actual blockchain. The blockchain is like a distributed ledger. So it's a ledger, and these ledgers exist, all over because it's distributed. And there's algorithms that can replicate these ledgers. And from what I understand, the Bitcoin blockchain is really energy intensive. So that will definitely, take a toll on the amount of computing power and energy to run that. And then the Ethereum one is much more efficient, from what I understand, and it requires less energy output. So I don't have servers that I'm testing that I can prove that is in fact the case. But my understanding is that Ethereum is still more energy efficient.
Mm. Bert, you've spoken pretty highly of NFTs. Are you running out to the digital marketplace to snatch up any?
Well, the marketplace that I was kind of exploring, it's called OpenSea. And I did contemplate an idea. And one of the ideas I had was, I used to do kind of like an online, well, actually, it was a hard copy fanzine. This was back in the day when, going to punk rock concerts and, doing a fanzine and writing it about it. And, I have a whole bunch of covers. And what I thought would be kind of cool, because these are all hard copy, that I would, do a PDF of the covers and just put it out as an auction, as a novelty thing that somebody, if they were interested, could get the first cover of the Novus magazine, or the first cover of Brouhaha that, is another fanzine that we created. This is back when you were probably like 2 years old. So this was back in the early 80s.
Generous. I want to pinpoint some of the words that you've mentioned. Novelty, accessibility, this idea that this is a way to pay artists who have been excluded from traditional fine art markets before. But it does make me wonder. I know that Beeple, one of the most famous digital artists, had one of his pieces auctioned for $69 million. Is that, or is any kind of income realistic for artists who don't have that kind of incredible base or publicity around their art already?
Well, for somebody to get $16 million off of their art, I mean, obviously they had a following, maybe a celebrity status. For an artist that wants to, make it on the scene, I mean, it's still a marketplace, and your art has to stand out, and you still have to get eyes on your art. Now, what is kind of, very different nowadays than maybe in the olden days when I was around, when I was doing fanzines, was that, you have things like social media. You have applications like, TikTok and Snapchat, and you have all the, social media platforms. And there's, there are ways of getting your work out there, and there are ways to establish yourself as an influencer or a celebrity. So there's still work to be done. I mean, just because we have the platforms that make it available for people to auction off their digital content, you still need to work at getting your brand out there, your publicity. You make your own, you have to create your own publicity machine and let people know that you're out there. But, I see so many, young people that are really making a name for themselves on some of these platforms. So, but it takes a lot of work. And so my suggestion that, even if you are interested in doing this, just because you put something out there, doesn't mean, you know, people are gonna flock to it. You still have to kind of work the marketplace.
That was Bert Lum of Bite Marks Cafe. You can tune into his show covering Hawaii's tech community live at 6:30 every Wednesday evening here on HPR. Still have questions? Well, Savannah Harriman-Pote will pick up this topic tomorrow with different perspectives of three local artists. Or you can just watch Saturday night's live skit on NFTs from the weekend. Bert Lum says they did a pretty good job.